It's time for the game plan. Brought to you by Clearpoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. Joined here in the booth at Alphon Stadium by my broadcast partner on the main Black Bear game is Bob Lucien. Robert, what are we doing here? It's a Friday night.
Seems a little strange, doesn't it?
Does indeed, but I think a good idea, no matter what happens with the weather, I think you got to be proactive and play it safe. And I think this was a good decision by the university.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. Conditions are much safer, and we're not going to get all wet.
Exactly. I like that. And actually, it's going to be a pretty good night for football. Temperatures expected to be in the low 60s at game time. A little bit of a breeze, but a pretty good night for football. And as I teased last hour, Maine has done pretty well on those rare Friday nights they play.
Well, they have. Go back to 2018 when they beat Weber State on ESPN2, 23-18. And Maine's defense held them to -1 yard rushing. One of the best games we've ever seen. Great atmosphere. And then in 2019, in the opener here, Maine rolled up 582 yards against Sacred Heart, beating them 42-14. So those are the last two Friday night games. That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Maine comes into this one with a record of 0-2. You are what your record says you are. They outplayed Florida International. And last week, I'm sure people looked at the score and said, oh, well, North Dakota State rolled over the Black Bears. But that's not what we saw out in Fargo.
No, it's not. The Black Hole came out fired up, and they did some great things in that game, particularly in the first half. After the first quarter, North Dakota State had 7 rushes for 17 yards. At halftime, 21 rushes for 77 yards. They managed to get their quarterbacks going in the second half, but they never really did get their tailbacks going in that game. Maine took that away.
The problem for the Black Bears, turnovers and the inability to really generate any kind of consistent offense. And certainly that's something they'll have to do here tonight against a Rhode Island team that is 1-1 on the season. Jim Fleming has done a nice job with this program. He's turned them into a winning program, although still unable to get them over the hump of not having made playoffs in now 38 years.
Right. They've had 7-4 seasons the last 2 years, but they didn't qualify for the playoffs. You know, he's 17-10 since the beginning of the spring 2021 season. I think, Rich, the key in tonight's game is Maine's defense has to swarm for 60 minutes like they did in that first half against North Dakota State. And Maine's offense needs to produce big plays. They have to be able to stretch this team vertically down the field with big plays. They got to take some shots downfield. They've also got to try to, I think, get their quarterback involved in the rushing game. So there's some deception. If Maine can do that, they're going to be in this game for 4 quarters. This is probably going to be a tight game, I suspect. 3 of the last 4 games against these two teams, or with these two teams, were decided by 4 points or less. Maine has won 19 of the last 21 games. Rhode Island has not beaten Maine here in Orono since October 10th, 1998.
Wow. Well, let's talk about Maine's defense and guys who have been playing well so far. What we've seen is it feels like a return to the Black Hole days of yore with Jeff Commissione as the defensive coordinator. And that starts with the Maine defense making it difficult to run. And they've been able to do that largely 2 weeks in a row. Who have been the keys so far defensively?
Well, I think their middle linebacker, Darius McKenzie, 6'3", 240 pounds. He's got speed. He reads the ball very quickly and gets into that backfield. He made some tremendous plays last week. So he's certainly been outstanding. He has 15 tackles so far this year. And then you look at the transfer from Boston College, Isaiah Henderson. I think he's been great. 6'3", 270 out of Brooklyn, New York. He has 6 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, a sack, and a forced fumble. In the secondary, Robbie Ryobi's played well. He has 12 tackles. He's been all over the field. And then you've got Kazir Brown, even though he's been banged up a little bit, he's got 11 tackles. And Shakur Smalls has 10 tackles, and he's got a pick. So those are some guys that have really made it happen. But I think you could go right through that roster, Rich. They're playing about 20 people on defense, rotating in that defensive line to give them fresh legs. Guys like Josh Leeson have played a lot of good football so far this season. So I look for Maine to come out really hard and strong defensively, but they've got to play with discipline. This is a big play team. Probably the most explosive team that Maine's played so far.
And they've got to find a way to contain the always dangerous quarterback, Kasim Hill.
Yeah, Kasim Hill was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Washington, D.C. in 2017. This is his seventh season in college football.
Well, so it's not just me, because it feels like he's 31 years old.
No, this is his fourth year starting at Rhode Island, but he played 2 years at Maryland, started 12 games, then transferred to Tennessee, and then went to Rhode Island. He's an outstanding quarterback. Over his career at Rhode Island, he's thrown for 5,854 passing yards and 45 touchdowns, and he's run for 563 yards and 16 touchdowns. He's a dual threat guy. He's a big guy, 6'2", 234 pounds, and he really hurt Maine last year. He threw for 244 yards and a touchdown and ran for 41 yards and two touchdowns against Maine.
And he's got some veteran receivers, too, the trio of seniors and or grad students in Katero Summers, John Irby, and Darius Savage. They know what they're doing out there.
They certainly do, and they've got good size. Katero Summers is 6'3", 213 pounds. He's got 10 receptions for 202 yards. That's third best in the CAA for receiving yards. And then you got Darius Savage, 6'3", 215. He's got 178 yards so far this year. That's good for fourth in the CAA. And they've also got, as well as John Irby, he's got seven receptions for 71 yards and a TD. A young guy, Marquise Buchanan, 6'4", 175 pounds. And he's got 171 yards receiving. That's fifth best in the CAA. So you got three of the top five receivers so far. But these guys are playmakers. They've got good size. They can get the 50-50 balls. They've got great speed. They can take the top off your defense. That's why Maine has got to swarm all over Kasim Hill, make him uncomfortable in the pocket, chase him around.
We're breaking down the game. It is the game plan for Maine, Rhode Island, with Bob Lucy, Rich Kimble here at Alphonse Stadium, Morse Field. Offensively for the Black Bears, let's look at a couple of the positives. First of all, the O-line has done a pretty good job of opening holes and protecting the quarterback. And the run game has shown some good signs, too. Slow starting last week, but they finished better with that run game. And so far, that tandem of Tristan Keenan and John Gay has looked pretty good back there.
Yeah, it has. Tristan Keenan, a true freshman, has got good speed. He's very athletic. He can catch as well as run. And so far this year, he leads the team with 161 yards rushing, and he's got a rushing touchdown. He's also got six receptions for 54 yards. I've been very impressed with John Gay as well this year. He's running hard. He's got good speed. He's still the high school record holder where he went to high school in the 100 meter and 200 meters. But he's averaging 6.8 yards per carry, 19 rushes for 130 yards.
Quarterback Derek Robertson had a high completion percentage last week. That was the good news. The bad news on two fronts, three interceptions, and none of them were balls that probably should have been thrown in that situation. And most of the passes he completed were less than 10 yards.
Yeah, he was 18 of 29 for only 117 yards. No touchdown passes for the second week in a row. Shu mentioned three interceptions and negative yardage for the second week in a row in terms of rushing. He has the ability to read the defense. I think they need to get the ball out of his hand quicker. They've got to take some shots downfield, and he needs to climb the pocket when the rush is coming in and make them pay in man coverage by running downfield for a little bit or just rolling him out, getting away from that pressure. He's had a lot of pressure both at FIU and from North Dakota State.
We've seen Jamie Lamson have two good games, six catches in each of the first two games. But I think the Bears would like to see Montego Moss, Michael Monios more involved in the offense, and Rohan Jones, who has just two catches for 9 yards.
Well, I think that's the key. Maine has to get the right matchups. And I think Rohan Jones, at 6'2", 235 pounds, with great speed and strength, is a mismatch for a cornerback. If you can get him in that slot formation, I think he can do some damage. I also think they still have a couple of guys that can take the top off the defense. One of them would be Joe Gillette, the Lafayette transfer, on a deep post route or a go route. And the other one is Trevin Ewing. He's got great speed. They've just got to get that ball downfield and let him run under it.
And we talked about this on the ride up. This Rhode Island defense doesn't include many returning starters.
No, just three returning starters, Rich. The best player I think they've got in their defense is their middle linebacker, Evan Stewart. He played at BC, transferred to Rhode Island. He's got 195 career tackles at Rhode Island. He was third team All-CAA last year.
And again, they're 0-2, but if you win tonight, if you're the Black Bears and you start out 1-0 in the conference, you look at the season in a completely different way. Next week, the Bears take on the preseason favorite in the CAA, William & Mary. We know they're a very good team, but they haven't exactly blown away the competition in the first 2 weeks.
No, they haven't. They won their first game over Campbell 34-24, beat Wofford 23-6 last week. They've got a bye, imagine that, this week. But this is a tight series with William & Mary. Maine has won six of the last seven games in the series. They did lose the last one in 2018. It was the only conference game Maine lost in that season.
So the Black Bears looking to get off the schneid, stop their losing streak now at seven games, going back to last season, and get win number one tonight as they take on the Rhode Island Rams. Kickoff at 6:30 tonight here at Alphonse Stadium and Moores Field. The game plan brought to you by our friends at ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. With full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing, visit creative-ps.com. That's going to wrap up my portion of the show here. Going to turn it over to Carrie and Bruce back there at the studio for a look at the weather. Joe Riccio coming up with Shut Up and Eat, Danny Cashman of The Night Show, and much more. Carrie, I said all the important stuff yesterday, but again, I wish I could be there in studio with you on your final day. All it means is this, that the next time you're back in Maine after the move, you owe me an afternoon in the studio, and if there's rum involved, that's okay too.
I believe that can probably be arranged.
I'll bring the
all right,
pickles.
Hey, Bruce, appreciate you sitting in to get us home, and we'll see you back on Monday.
Great, my pleasure. You have a very good broadcast tonight. I'll be listening.
Right, thanks, guys.